I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You are all that matters. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. I'm so excited that you've made time to join us today on this wonderful episode. In this episode, I've titled it Discerning the Times and Seasons. Discerning the Times and Seasons. In our very first episode for the year 2021, we spoke about the roadmap for the year 2021. And we outlined the importance of having the map for the year 2021. And the map will tell us what God wants to do and how God wants to lead us so that we can follow the direction of the leadings of the Spirit. However, in leading and in following, what we need to understand that we do not just follow, but we follow a course. And that course lies in the integrity of God and what God wants to do at every point in time. And so we need to understand the times and the seasons we find ourselves in so that we'll be able to apply ourselves diligently to the things that God is doing. And then in the Psalms chapter number 90 verse 12, the psalmist said that, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. In numbering our days, we need to understand that there is a time where you were in the womb. That is part of your days. There is a time you were born and you were crawling. It is part of your days. You became a child, moved to adolescent, became an adult, got married, and you are giving birth. Very soon, you would be weak in the flesh, in the body, and we would have to lay you to rest. These are seasons that we find ourselves in. And the psalmist understood that as seasons in the life of every man, if God should give us an understanding, he said, Lord, teach us to number our days. It means that the psalmist is concerned that God should teach us the times and seasons we are going through as individuals so that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. There are a lot of the time that we waste a lot of time, waste a lot of resources simply because we do not understand the times and the seasons we are going through. And our disadvantage as children of God is not to know what God is doing in the church, in the lives of his people at every particular point in time. Bible says that the disciples went to Jesus in Acts chapter 1 and asked Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is this the time that you are going to restore the kingdom back to the children of God, back to Israel? And Jesus said that this time and season, it is not for you to know, but solely lies in the authority of the Father. And so the good thing is that the disciples understood that there is a time of restoration. And so they were trying to position themselves for what God was going to do in the days of restoration. But is this the time? Is this the season of restoration? But what would be the challenge if they didn't know that there was a time of restoration was that they would lose what God would have done for them and they would have lost that opportunity to be restored at that particular point in time. So the sons of Issachar, one of the tribes of Israel, Bible says that the sons of Issachar, they knew the times and the seasons and they knew when they ought to go to war. And so their brethren were at their command. They were not the biggest of tribe. In fact, as a matter of fact, studies show that when they were going for war, the tribe of Issachar is one of the tribes that produced the least number of men in the days of war. But because of their understanding of the times and season, they were able to command their brethren. They were able to lead their brethren into battle so that they would know what to do at every point in time. And child of God, I want you to understand that in this season that we find ourselves, we need to draw very close to Jesus so that he will teach us the times and the seasons that we find ourselves in. We are working in very delicate times. We are working in very serious moments. And we cannot joke with our salvation. We cannot joke with our faith. Because in this year, God says we should hold on to our faith. If God is telling us from the beginning of the year to hold on to our faith, it means that there are days that will come that our faith will be crippled, that our faith will be shaken, that if we are not holding firmly onto it, we are likely to let go. Things might happen that is likely to shake your faith out of your hands. Things might happen that is likely to shake your trust in the Lord. But God has told us from the beginning that hold on to your faith. So what we ought to do and what we ought to understand in this season as children of God is to go to the Father and ask him, the Father, what times do we find ourselves in and what are you doing in this season? And I want you to understand that one of the things that is happening in this season is that if care is not taken, the rapture will happen to us unaware. A lot of people might not be prepared for the coming, because the armies of this world are preparing their soldiers for war. Physically, it is happening. And so whenever there is a dispute in the Southern China Sea, the international community is shaking, because they know, and it has been projected, that in the next 20 years, it is likely that the United States will go into war with China. And everybody is projecting that when that happens, we will have a third world war. So the Chinese are preparing their army for the West, and the United States is preparing her army for the West. And so what is happening in the front of affairs, in the physical, is an indication of what is going on in the realms of the spirit. And this is a season of preparation for the army of the Lord. This is a season of preparation for the armies of this world. Everybody is building their troops, building their soldiers for what is likely to happen that they might not have prepared for. And so it's been projected. And similarly, the devil and his cohort are raising men and building a generation that are so evil that if care is not taken, God would be forced to cut short the days for the sake of the elect. Because now our leaders are not shy to come out publicly and endorse sin. Our leaders are not shy to come out publicly and endorse evil and wickedness in society. And God will not sit down for this season to meet his children so that even the very elect will be lost. So it is possible that this is a season that if care is not taken, God will cut short the days. It's a season of war, and we need to rise up and fight. And we bless God so much for the prayer closet and what God is doing. The Lord is building a very strong army, an army that fears not the devil, an army that fears nothing, but they stand for the will of God and pray for the will of God to be made manifest in the lives of his people. That is what God is doing in the prayer closet. And even as we talk, we want to use this opportunity to invite you to be a part of it on Mondays and Thursdays. It is getting hotter and hotter, and it is getting very intense and very fervent in the spirit, and we want you to be a part of it. At the end of this podcast, you will have our contact lines, and you will call us, we will send you the link, we'll share with you the things that God is doing, the amazing thing that God is doing, so that you will be a part of the season that is happening to us. It is a season of fulfillment of prophecy. It is a season that God is doing so many things. And what I mean by it's a season of fulfillment of prophecy, the book of Joel chapter number 2, God says that in the last days I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. The old men will dream dreams and the young men will prophesy. So there is a time for prophecy. And that is why in this season, everywhere you pass, you meet a prophet. The young are prophesying, the old are prophesying. Everybody has become a prophet. It is not that they are faking it. It is a season that we find ourselves in, because in the last days, prophetic ministry is one of the things that God says that I am going to release over my children, so they will prophesy. So when you see a lot of prophet, you ought to understand that this is a season that we find ourselves in, and then you'll be able to align yourself so that you do not miss your blessing. In conclusion, I want you to understand that because the people of Egypt did not understand the times and seasons, God sent to Egypt a man by name Joseph. And Bible said God spoke to him in a dream, and he had a dream that there was going to be famine. There was a season of a famine coming. And he gave them wisdom that let us save the crops that we are producing now, so that in the days of famine we can feed the nation. He was made the prime minister. The famine season came, and because they knew the times and the season that they will be entering in, they had enough to feed their nation and also to sell, to the extent that even the people of God, Israel, had to come to Egypt to buy from them. And they made their money. Child of God, our advantage in this year is to know the times and seasons that the world is about to go through, and that which God is about to do in the face of the year. And until we understand the times and seasons that we are going through, we will not be able to fully appreciate the things that God is doing for us. And because Joseph knew the times and seasons, and he understood what God was doing for his people at that time, they were able to save a whole nation from perishing, and even save other nations that surrounded Egypt. Do you know the times that we are in? Do you know the season that the church finds itself in? This is a season of warfare. It is not a season for makeups. It is not a season for weeping. It is not a season for complaining. The prophet Elisha said to his servant Gehazi, after he healed Naaman and Gehazi went to collect items from him, he said that, is this the time to be collecting items? Is this a season to be collecting items? There is a season to be collecting items from people, but this is no such season. This is a season of strong spiritual warfare. The devil wants to frustrate the agenda of God. The devil on his court is a season for them that they want to frustrate the will of God concerning the lives of his children, so that his children will question him. In Numbers chapter number 21, Bible says that, and the people spoke against Moses and they spoke against God because they were hungry. And so the devil wants to frustrate the provision of God for his people, frustrate the will of God for his people, frustrate the agenda of God concerning the church, so that when the church is lacking and the church is not seeing fulfillment and manifestation, they will raise their voice against their God and they will curse their God. But until we draw closer to Jesus Christ, until we draw closer to God and his word, and we know exactly what God wants to be done at every point in time, we will miss the timings of God and we will fall into the season of the devil, and he will mess up our destiny and mess up our lives. But I pray for you that in all that you do, like the psalmist said, may you be close to God enough so that you will know the times and the seasons of God, and you will apply your heart to wisdom, so that you can give yourself diligently to that which God is doing. Child of God, draw closer to Jesus. This is no time to be playing the game of blames. This is no time to be playing smart on your salvation and playing smart on God. Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end is destruction. Don't think you are too smart, because God knows something that you do not know of. God is aware of something that you are not aware of. But the only way that which he can tell us the times and seasons we are going through, in the month of January, every church, almost every church fast. They embark on a fast. They lead their congregation to fast. It is because the reason why every church fast in the month of January is because Bible has spoken of in the book of Joel chapter number 2 from verse 22 downwards, that, and in the first month I will give unto you both the former rain and the latter rain. So in the first month is a month of a double portion of the rains of God, when the heavens are open. And so every church wants to align themselves to the provision of God in the month of January for the church and for what God wants to do. But if you do not align yourself to God, you will not know the season of provision. You will not know the season of double restoration. And so you will take yourself out and you will miss your blessing. But if only we can stay with Jesus, the one who knows the end from the beginning. If only we can stay with Jesus and build a stronger and intimate relationship with him. He says, shall I do anything without not telling my friend Abraham? So there is a season that God wants to deliver his people from accident. He will talk to you about it. There is a season that God wants his people to enter into strategic positioning. He will speak to you about it. There is a season that God wants his people to invest because of something that will happen. He will speak to you about it. But these things will not just happen because you are a child of God. It will happen because you have built a strong relationship with Jesus Christ, and you are conscious and effortlessly going to him. The Lord, show me your ways. What seasons do we find ourselves in that we may apply ourselves to wisdom? I pray for you that you'll be able to apply yourself to wisdom, because God will make known to you the seasons and the times that we are going through as a church. Let us spend time with God, and let us spend time with Jesus Christ, because without Jesus, the map that you have, you would have the map all right. You will go through this world all right, but you will not know the times and seasons that certain things ought to happen to the people of God. You will not know the times and seasons that the breakthroughs are to come, that the attacks are to come, that you have to stay cool, that you have to move forward. These are times and seasons in the life of the believer that can only be made known to him based on their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Build a relationship with God and make sure you keep it. I want you to pray shortly and tell God to help you and to teach you the times and the season that you find yourself in, so you can apply yourself to wisdom. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. My name is Brother Gideon Eku, and I especially want to invite you to be a part of the move of God, a part of the army that God is raising in this end time. In the prayer closet, God is raising men, building men in prayer, raising them in faith and in the capacity of what He wants to do in this end time. And I want you to be a part of it. I want you to take our contacts so that you can call our hotlines, and we'll add you to the prayer closet every Mondays and Thursdays at 10 p.m. weekly. And so our contact lines are 0242027166, 0242027166, or 0548080974. Please call us, send us a WhatsApp message, get in touch with us, and let us together position ourselves for the army God is building. I believe something big is coming out of the prayer closet. A nation is being born. Miracles are happening. People's faith are being energized. And God is doing so many things that you cannot exempt yourself from. And I want to see you and host you in this week's episode of the prayer closet. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Have a wonderful week. In Jesus' name, amen.